வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 12th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of April, 1976, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: at both the junction of day and night, namely early in the morning and in the evening, one should be fully absorbed in the thought of the spiritual master, fire, the sun god, and Lord Vishnu, and by chanting the Gayatri mantra, one should worship them.
Sayang prato rupa sita guru agni arka surattaman ube sandhe cha bhava jatavak Japan Brahma Samahita. Samahita word is better or the appropriate. Sanatan is also appropriate, but it is better word, Samahita. So the first training, how to create a brahmachari. This is human civilization. Unless one comes to the platform of varnasram dharma, this Hindu dharma, this is not the proper word. Hindu, this word, is not found in the Vedic literature. It is a foreign word from Sindhu to Hindu. It is the word given by the Muslims. The other side of the Sindhu, the Muslim countries begin. So the Muslim used to call this part, the other side of the river Sindhu, Hindu. So our real, this Bharatvarsha, real dharma is varnasram dharma. Here it is not said Hindu dharma, brahmachari. Four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So, the beginning of life is brahmachari. How to remain a celibate? It is very scientific. People have neglected this culture and they are suffering. It is so essential because they do not know what is the aim of life. So in the Bhagavad Gita, all these people have been described as mura, rascals. They do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu sathagatin hi Vishnu durasayaji vahirathamanina andha jathandhi rupaniyamana Stipi Satantra Urudhamni Vadhya. These people, especially modernized people, according to Shastra and scientifically, it is not the Shastra accuses Mura, Krishna says, it is not that Krishna is angry upon anyone. Actually, one who does not know the aim of life, he is Mura, rascal, that's all. He does not know. Simply, they are working so hard like animals and eating, sleeping and mating, and they are thinking this is the end of life. Therefore they are muras. That is not life. The birds and beasts, they are also doing the same thing. In the morning, they find out any tree, anywhere this stop, and small fruits they can eat. So the eating arrangement is already there. Although they have no kitchen or hotel, the eating arrangement is there. And then sleeping, they have got a small nest, or without nest, they sit down on the top of the tree and sleep, eating, sleeping, and mating, sex. There is always a pair, one male, one female. They are born like that. The sex is there, eating is there, sleeping is there, and being afraid of other animals, that is also there. As soon as they are little afraid, immediately the sparrow goes up to thee, cannot catch it. So these things are there, even in the animal life, lower grade of life. That is, that human life is also meant for that, the same thing. There is no other aim of life? No. That they do not know. Therefore, Shastra says, Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. They do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is how to become free from these clutches of maya, repetition of birth and death. That is the aim of life. Mam upetta kauntriya dukkhalayam sasatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna saṅgasiddhim paramāṅgata. This is the aim of life. One has to become a mahātmā, greater soul, great soul, must understand. Therefore, there must be training. Without training, how? Because after all, we are coming from the lower grade of life, animal life, and they are very expert scientists, that man is coming from monkey. That's all right, but shall you remain monkey, or you shall become a better person than the monkey? But they have preferred to remain as monkey, that's all. When there is impotency, they borrow glands from the monkey for increasing their sex appetite. That means again going to the monkey. Punar musika bhava. There is a story that a mouse approaches a saintly person, "Sir, I have come to you for some favor." "What is that?" "I am mouse, the cats gives me much trouble. I cannot live peacefully on account of the cats." The saintly person asks, "What do you want to become?" "Now you want to become a cat." "All right." He become a cat. Then after some time he again came. "Sir, I'm still bothered." "Why?" "The dogs, they bother me." "Then what do you want?" "Then let me become a dog." "All right, you become a dog." Then again after some time he came back. "That still they bother me, sir." "What do you want?" In this way, after he, at last, he begged the saintly person to become a tiger. So the saintly person said, "All right, you become a tiger." Then, when he became tiger, he began to stare his eyes on the saintly person. The saintly person, "What do you mean by this?" "I shall eat you." "Oh, you shall eat me." "All right." Punar musika bhava. Again you become mouse. "I have made you tiger and you want to eat me." So you become again mouse. So our civilization is like that. That in the gradual process of evolution, we have come to the platform of human being. This human being is meant for understanding God, but they are forgetting God. Therefore, the next stage is punar musika bhava, again become monkey. That is waiting us. Then nature's law is like that, that from monkey we have become human being, and in the human being we are dancing like monkey. The nature will say, "All right, again you become monkey." You cannot check that. That is not possible. Daividhi sagunamai mamumaya durutra. this nature's process is going on, but we are so advanced scientists that we do not know how nature is working. Automatically working. Nature's way of working is automatic. Just like you have got so many automatic machines. Similarly, this machine is made by the Supreme Lord. It is perfect machine. One after another, one after another. So, just like if you infect some disease, nature's way, you will develop that disease. That is the way. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunishu. This is stated. Now we have got this nice human form of body. But if we associate with the low-grade qualities of this material world, means tamogun, then again we are going to become animal. Automatic. They do not know it. They are thinking, I'm enjoying life by eating meat and drinking wine and having illicit sex and gambling. It is very joyful life. But he does not know that he is associating with tamogun and he is going to be an animal, cats and dogs and monkeys. This is a fact. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. This Krishna consciousness movement is simply a very scientific movement that will help the human society not to be degraded again, to be elevated. Janti deva vrata deman pitrin janti pitri vrataha bhute ja janti bhutan madjajino vijanti ma. This chance is there in the human form of life. If you want to be elevated to the higher planetary system, you can do that. Janti deva vrata de. Why you are jumping with a jet plane to go to the moon planet? If you prepare yourself, there are methods. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Janti deva vrata? If you want to go to the higher planetary system, you prepare yourself in this life, you'll be next life, tatta deham, you shall go there. Or if you want to go to the planets, apithri loka, you can go there. And if you prepare yourself to come to me, back to home, back to God, you can do that. So, what should be our aim of life? We shall go to the higher planetary system, or back to home, back to Godhead, back, we say, because we have come from God. Just like one man is put in the prison house, he has come from his free home. By his work, he is criminal, therefore he is put into the prison house. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God. Our real home is Vaikuntha. But we have come here. How we have come, that is a very mysterious thing. But we are part and parcel, samara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, anadi karama phale pari bhavar navajale. Somewhere or other, we have fallen this. Therefore, the real aim of life, how to get out of this bhavar nava, nisans, that is the aim of life. If we remain again like the monkeys and cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, mating and dancing, that is not very responsible life. Every man should be responsible. That is Vedic culture, to create responsible man, not varnashankar. Therefore, Arjuna was very much afraid that after war, the women will be widows, they will be polluted, and varnashankar population will come out. Actually, that is the fact. After the last war, the hippies have come out. All over the world. This is the fact. So, if there is varnashankara population, that means the human civilization is lost. Yeah. Therefore, here is the civilization. How, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is describing how civilization should be advanced. The first proposal is brahmachari. How to create brahmachari? Brahmachari guru grihe vasandanta guru hitam. The What is the duty of the brahmachari? It is now said, the first duty is the sayang pratha upasita. They should be taught how to worship the Supreme Lord at least twice in a day, sayang pratha, in the morning and in the evening. Trisandha, the prescription is for trisandha. One should take bath three times. In India, there is no difficulty. Even in Western countries, you have got very good arrangement, hot water and cold water, you can arrange and can take bath. This is essential. Not that sleeping up to 10 o'clock. This kind of civilization will not help you. This asuric civilization will degrade the human society. He got the opportunity of elevating himself, even going back to home, back to Godhead. But for want of real civilization, they are going again back to monkey and cats and dogs. This is a fact. So the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save them from going back to become cats and dogs. Instead of going back there, they are trying to send him back to God. That is Krishna consciousness movement. So the first teaching is brahmachari should rise early in the morning. That is the general education. It doesn't require that you have to learn some book immediately, no. First of all, build your character. Otherwise, what is the use of taking degrees if you have no character? Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. If you become a devotee of Krishna, just like in our institution, they are being trained now as devotee, so to rise early in the morning is automatically there. There is no separate training. Because he is devotee, he has to rise early in the morning for offering Mangalaratri, and you have got our order that everyone must attend the Mangalaratri. That is automatically brahmachari. Sayanga prato upasita. And what is the upasana? First guru. Guru, agni, arka means sun, and then God. Therefore you see in our deity room, there is picture of guru, first of all. First of all your guru, then his guru, then his guru, at least 4 or 5 generations. Because the spiritual knowledge is received through the parampara. I have received from my guru, you are receiving from your guru, and my guru received from his guru, he received his guru. Evaṁ parampara praptam imaṁ rāja-seva. Ādo gurvāsra. You cannot learn to become a perfect human being without accepting guru. Then you remain a rascal. Tad-vijñānātham sa guru meva vigacche. That is the basic injunction. If you want to learn that transcendental science, you must approach a guru. Guru principle is the same. Not that your guru and my guru will be different. He is actually guru. Then there is no difference between my guru and your guru. Just like a medical man. You consult one medical man, I consult another. That does not mean the medical man is different. They are depending on the same medical science. The guru means the following the same principle. Evaṁ parampara praptam. The first guru is Krishna, the supreme guru. He is the guru of Brahma even. Brahma is the first creature of this universe. Tene brahma rida adhikavai mai antijat sura. So Krishna is the original guru. Then Krishna spoke to the sun god, imam vivasati yugam pratvana. Anyone, if we follow Krishna, then we are actually guru. And if you do not follow Krishna and want to become Krishna, then you are rascal. This is a test. If you want to have a perfect guru, then you have to see whether he is speaking on behalf of Krishna or on his own behalf. That one who speaks on his own behalf, manufactures, he is not guru, he is a rascal. One who speaks on behalf of Krishna, he is guru. Therefore guru is so worthy. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Jnani means tattadarshina. Tattva means Krishna, the absolute truth, param tattva. Vadanti tattva vidastatyam. Tattva, what is the tattva? And the tattva is described in three phases. Vadanti tattva vidastatyam jad jnanam adyam. Tattva jnana is one. What is that? Brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaneti satya. So Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishnastu sang Bhagavan. So, guru, according to the capacity of the student, he teaches first about Brahma, then Paramatma, then Bhagavan, Krishna. So Krishna is the ultimate knowledge of tattva-jnana. And one who teaches this tattva-jnana, he is guru. Otherwise, he is a rascal. So therefore, the first indication is that if you want to become a real human being, then you must approach a real guru and learn from him, mold your life in that way. This is human civilization. Then after guru, gurbhastak we chant daily, guru, what is the duty of the guru? Sangsara dava nalaliya loka tranayam karanna ghanadhanattam praptasya kalyana gunanavas bandi gurasri charanaranda. Daily we understand what is guru. Guru mukha padma vakya chittete kariya oikya arana kariya manaya. This is that. This is what. If you have got real guru and if you follow him, then your life is successful. There is no doubt. But if you have a so-called bogus guru and without any knowledge of the shastra, then your life will be spoiled. Especially the Mayavadi guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sadbunas. Mayavadi guru means one who thinks that everyone is God. That is Mayavadi guru. So if you approach that guru, then your life is spoiled. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sadbunas. Finish. Your spiritual progress finished. So in this way, guru, arka, these are the training. Where is that training? Where is that school? Why they will not learn from 8 years, 10 years of age, smoking bidi and cigarette? When I was in America first, I saw some little boy, not more than 10 to 12, they were smoking cigarette. I was astonished. What kind of education is there? But they don't mind. Even in their classroom, they let the young boys and girls, they smoke before the teacher. I have seen it in New York University. So this is not training. Training is, he must be very controlled. And if you teach from the beginning, then he will be turned up. There is a Bengali proverb, when the bamboo is green, you can bend it. But when it is yellow, dry, it will crack. So education begins from the very childhood. That is education. Therefore, gurukul is required. It doesn't require the how much he has learned ABCD and grammar. No. First of all, character. That is gurukul living. Let him become danta. Gurugrihe, brahmachari gurugrihe, basan danta. How to become sense controller? That is first education. So these rules and regulations, as it is prescribed, guru or ka, agni, and then Bhagavan. You cannot jump over directly to Bhagavan. Then you'll never be able to success. you have to go through Guru, Agni, Shastra, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakka, Tinete Koriyayaka. This is the way. Then, Ubhe Sandhi Cha Jatoba. You should not talk nonsense. Mahaprabhu has very strictly forbidden Gramma Katha Nakohi. We talk, that has become our training. As soon as we assemble a few persons, immediately talk all nonsense. Politics, this politician, that politician, this is that, and waste our time. You talk something, substance, you talk about the Shastra, talk about the aim of life, the problem of life, but they are described in the Shastra as the croaking of the toads. Don't talk nonsense. Simply be engaged in talking about Krishna. Sabai mana Krishna padara vindaya vachan si vaikuntha gunanuvarnana. Our talking should be engaged about vaikuntha gunanuvarnana. Vaikuntha means the Supreme Lord Krishna. About him. We can talk so many things about Krishna that we require to read books. Bhagavatam means it is full of topics of Krishna and his devotees. That is Bhagavatam. And Bhagavad Gita is full of instruction given by Krishna. Why don't you talk about that? Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have got so many books. This should be our principle. We should not talk any nonsense. That is called Jatobah. Jatobah means controlling the talking power. Jatavak samahita. Very sober. Try to become sober. Don't talk nonsense. And abide by the orders of Guru and Shastra. In this way, training begins. It does not mean that you have to learn very big grammatical rules and no. That is, you shall see later on. First of all, build up character. Then it will be helpful to make further progress in spiritual life. Thank you very much.